بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we are continuing with Surah Al-Anfal. And previously we had discussed the build-up to the Battle of Badr, which is the first major military campaign in the history of Islam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the Muslims, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, a resounding victory against the mushrikeen, the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarrama. And we had discussed that initially the plan was to attack the trade caravan of Abu Sufyan, to loot this caravan, and in this way this would have weakened the Quraysh of Makkah. But Allah willed it such that Abu Sufyan, at that time not a Muslim, managed to escape with that caravan, and the Quraysh then prepared an army that came towards Medina Munawwara. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum also prepared, went out and met them at Badr. And this is where the Battle of Badr took place. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions that on a number of occasions during this battle, Allah's special assistance, special help was sent to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in different forms, different ways. So the first assistance, the first help that had come was in the form of the Malaika, the angels coming down and physically fighting in the Battle of Badr. So this is what is spoken about, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ. That remember, when you had called out to your Rabb for assistance, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ, then he responded to you by saying, أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ, that I will assist you, I will reinforce you with 1,000 angels who will come in succession. And there are various riwayat that speak about the participation of the angels in the Battle of Badr. In the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Jibreel alayhi salam asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on that, tell me, how do you rate and how do you rank the Badri Sahaba from amongst you? What position, what status do they have? So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam responded, min afdalil muslimin, that those who took part in Badr are from the best of the Sahaba, best of the Muslims. They hold a very special rank and place in our eyes. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then responds and says that just as you hold the Badri Sahaba in a very high esteem and have a very high rank, likewise we do amongst the angels as well. In other words, those angels who took part in Badr also hold a very high rank in our eyes. And one narration mentions a Sahabi had his sword in his hand and he was advancing towards the enemy. And he sees one of the mushrikeen and he goes towards him in his direction. And suddenly he hears a call, he hears a shout that, Ya Hayzum. And he then sees the neck of this mushrik, this kafir, suddenly chopped off. And his body falls to the ground. But he doesn't see anybody around him. And later on it is then said to him that Hayzum was actually the name of the conveyance of Jibreel alayhi salam. So he was on his conveyance and spurring his conveyance on. And he then took the life of this mushrik of the enemy. So this was the first assistance that had come in the Battle of Badr, was the participation of the angels. Then Allah explains the reason behind this. وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى. Allah did not do this except as glad tidings for you, that you will now feel at ease and you will now understand that you are upon haqq, you are upon the truth, because the angels are on your side. وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ, and in order for your hearts to become reassured that now the angels are on our side, we cannot lose this particular battle. وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. But then Allah corrects the understanding, corrects the mindset that assistance and help only comes from the side of Allah. One is the participation of these angels, but your victory is not on the back of their efforts. Rather, your victory was because Allah assisted you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Verily Allah is most mighty, most wise. So this was the first type of assistance. Then Allah speaks about a form of drowsiness that had enveloped the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We know the Battle of Badr at that time was a very tense and stressful battle for them. So إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ. Allah says, remember when he caused slumber or drowsiness to overcome you, أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ, as a means of creating serenity for you. And Mufassirin explained that how did this drowsiness cause serenity or cause contentment in their hearts. Generally, if a person is fighting on the battlefield, and now he becomes drowsy, then this will cause him to lose focus and it will be a disadvantage to him. But this was actually an advantage to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. How? Because in that frantic moment when the tensions are high and when it is a very stressful moment, now this drowsiness came and caused them to now, the nerves to be at ease, and it caused them to once again be able to think clearly. So Allah sent down this drowsiness or the slumber, which was in reality a means of serenity for them. And this allowed them to then sharpen their minds and to refocus. وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. The third type of assistance Allah says, He sent down rain from the sky. What was the purpose of this rain? Initially the Muslims, the ground that they had come onto when they reached Badr, they found that the enemy had taken the higher ground or the ground that was more conducive to fighting, and the ground that the Muslims were on was not very conducive, it was slippery, etc. So Allah caused this rain to come down to reinforce and to strengthen the ground, and this caused the enemy's ground to now become slippery and the ground of the Muslims to now be firm. لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ بِهِ, in order to purify you by means of this rain. وَيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ رِجِزَ الشَّيْطَانِ, and Allah says that this rain was sent down in order to remove from your hearts the whispering of shaitan. In other words, that initially when they were in the heat of battle, then the thought was going through the mind and shaitan was whispering to them that if you are really upon truth, then how is it that you are facing such a large enemy and you are losing lives and it seems as though you are going to be defeated? So Allah caused this rain to come down to strengthen their feet, to strengthen the ground. In this way, the whisperings of shaitan also would be removed. وَلِيَرْبِطَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ, to make your hearts firm. وَيُثَبِّتَ بِهِ الْأَقْدَامِ, and to strengthen your feet. So these were just a number of occasions wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted the Sahaba in the Battle of Badr. And then Allah inspires or says to the angels, إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ, remember when Allah then inspired or revealed to the angels that أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ, that I am with you. فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, so O angels, you now go and give reassurance to the Muslims. Go and inform them that you are here, you are ready to fight with them or by their side, and now give them reassurance in this way. سَأُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبِ, Allah then says, I will cast terror, I will cast fear into the hearts of the disbelievers. فَضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْأَعْنَاقِ وَضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانٍ, so strike them above their necks and strike their fingertips. Strike them above their necks and strike their fingertips. What is meant by this? Strike them above their necks. The head is generally the most honored part of the body of a person. So here permission is given that you can strike them above the neck also, meaning on their heads as well, on their faces. During war, there are no restrictions as far as how you take the life of a person. It is war, and the purpose is now to annihilate the enemy. وَضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانٍ, the fingertips are generally the most sensitive part of the body. So in other words, you are allowed to strike the most honored part, which is the face, and you are allowed to strike the most sensitive part, which is the fingertips. This is basically blanket permission that you can now fight as you please, and you do not have to harbor those restrictions that are normally there. Generally, when it comes to capital punishment in a Shari'i court of law, and when a person's life has to be taken, then this can only be done through execution. We are not allowed to mutilate anyone or to cause undue pain to someone. But during war, it is different. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ شَاقُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, Allah says, that is because they opposed Allah and His Rasul. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ, whoever opposes Allah and His Messenger, then Allah is severe in punishment. ذَلِكُمْ فَذُوقُوهُ, Allah says, this is the punishment for you. So taste it, taste this punishment. This is addressed now to the enemy. وَأَنَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and this punishment does not end here, but remember, the disbelievers will have to face the punishment of the fire of Jahannam in the hereafter. Allah protect us, give us tawfiq and correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.